Over the course of history, Klal Yisrael has been riddled by devastation and loss at the hand of Amalek. And so much so is the disgust and the hatred towards Amalek, towards Amalek's very existence, to the point where Kadosh Baruch Hu's name remains incomplete. Kadosh Baruch Hu's name remains incomplete until all of Amalek is entirely obliterated. The pasuk, the end of Parsha B'Shalach, tells us that Vayomer ki yad al kes ka. And Rashi asks, why does it say kes instead of kise? It's referring to the throne, the kise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the throne of glory, the kise HaKavod. And the pasuk used the word kes, chaf samach. What happened to the aleph? Says Rashi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei, is incomplete until Amalek's demise. So too, says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is divided in half, it's split until such time of the destruction of Amalek. It says, Kes Ka, Ka is Yud Hei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei, but as long as Amalek is in this world, we only have the Yud and the Hey. But the other half of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the Vav Hey, remains broken. Where Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Haman would eventually purchase the right to destroy the Yidden. He would use Shkalim to pay for that right, to buy the license to destruct and destroy Kadosh Baruch Hu's nation of Klal Yisrael. And as a preemptive strike, in order to avoid this from happening, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel. The Machatzis HaShekel was intended to undermine Haman's master plan. The machatzis shekel, the half a shekel, is intended to complete the other half of Hashem's name. To give the vavheh, put the vavheh back into place. And it should be of no surprise that the gematria of Amalek 240 equals exactly the gematria of Shkalim split in half. Shkalim is 480, divided in half equals Amalek. Amalek represents half, splitting Hashem's name in half. Split the kisei kavod in half. The machzor shekel is meant to put it back into place, to complete the other half. And this idea is further hinted at in the conversation between Esther and Achashverosh. And we already know that every time that it says HaMelech in the Megillah, it's referring also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'derech Remez. And so Achashverosh tells Esther that she can make any request that she wants. Mashal aseich ma bakasha aseich ad chatzi amalchus, up until the chatzi amalchus, I'll do for you. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Esther, the malchus is split, my malchus, my kisei hakavod, split it, so long as Haman and his cohorts are still roaming this earth. Celebration of Purim really highlights the breach and the division attributed to Amalek. There's no other holiday with different dates of celebration. The very fact that walled cities read on the 15th and unwalled cities read on the 14th is nothing short of the stamp of Amalek, showing that divide that exists within Klal Yisrael. Moreover, the Mishnah tells us that the Megillah may be read as early as the 11th of Adar and as late as the 15th of Adar. Perhaps this is a remez to the splitting of Hashem's name of Yudkei, which is the Gematria 15, and the letter Vavhei, which is 11, from the 11th to the 15th, splitting in half. And in a leap year, we see the split even clearer. The effect Amalek has on us. The idea of having two Adars is not to be understood as a repetition of a month, but instead the understanding is that it's the splitting of a month. It's dividing a month in half. Halachas of Yartzar that commemorated in Adar Aleph while all the other halachas, such as reading Megillah and Dal Parshos, are practiced in Adar Beis. In essence, we are taking the 1 month of Adar and splitting it into two. Yet another display of the imprint of Amalek. This division of splitting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's month. Hashem's name of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei has infinite meanings and depth, and everywhere we look we see Yud-Kei Vav-Kei hinted. One such remez that Rizal points out is found in the pasuk Yismuchu HaShemayim V'Sagel HaAretz, that there's going to be rejoicing in Shemaim and rejoicing in Haaretz, and the Rashi Tevos of Yismichu HaShemaim V'Sagel Haaretz is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And the letters Yud-Kei are symbolized by the words Yismichu HaShemaim. These two letters of Yud-Hei remain in Shemaim, Yismichu HaShemaim, and thus are untouchable. Amalek can't touch it. Yad al-Keshka, the Yud-Hei is still intact. But the letters Vav-Hei, symbolizing V'Sagel HaAretz, that which takes place HaAretz in this world, has been contaminated by the filth and disgust of Amalek. And it's therefore incumbent upon each Yid to reattach the letters Vav Hei, to reattach the V'Sagel HaAretz to Yismuchu HaShemayim. But the big question is, how does one reattach these letters? How does a nation put the letters V'Sagel HaAretz, the letters Vav and Hey, back into place? How can we remedy the devastation left behind by Amalek? How can we re-engage the V'Sagel HaAretz? In order to rectify Amalek's havoc that's been leashed upon this world, we have to combat them in the world of V'Sagel HaAretz. The battlefield is in the world of Gashmis. Purim is the combat zone where Amalek and Klal Yisrael face off. And of all the Yom Tovim, Purim is most submerged in the world of eating and of drinking. This is how we face off Amalek in their world of Gashmis, in their world of V'Sagel HaAretz. And so the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis tells us that every single Yom Tov should be split into two. Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. The day should be divided such that half the day is dedicated to davening and to learning, while the other half of the day is Lachem, involving eating and drinking. Point out the Gemara, Purim, however, is different. Purim is a day of Kulu Lachem. Purim is a day where it's entirely devoted to the world of Gashmis, to the world of V'Sagel HaAretz. And while every other Yom Tov has a divide, Chati Lashem, Chati Lachem, Purim cannot have such a divide. Purim demands a full commitment to contest Amalek. Amalek stood for division, and we have to go the other extreme of complete devotion. And that full commitment must be in the world of Lachem, in the world of V'Sagel HaAretz. It's Kul Lachem. It's a day of Mishta and Simcha. That's where we put Hashem's name back together. And when the eating and drinking are done by Kedusha V'Tahara, whilst with sanctity and with purity, then we are able to reconnect the letters of Hashem. Everything in this world, even the very physical elements, is full of Kedusha. And as long as everything is performed in the framework of Halacha, with the perspective of sanctifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Kiddush Hashem, and with the Midos and Derech Eretz and the memory of Amalek, can eternally be erased. And in doing so, we can put HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. We can fully restore Hashem's name along with His throne of glory by giving the Machaz Shekel, by putting it back into place, by putting the letters of Vav Hei, by eating and drinking. Ayde Kedush V'Tara, we should be Zocha to that day very soon. With the Gula Shema B'Amitah, from here, V'Ameinu, Amen, V'Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.